closing market report from Illinois Public Media, Public Radio for the Farming World. Tomorrow's our marathon fundraiser, 26.2 hours. You can help us out right now and get us a good start on that at willpledge.org or during the day tomorrow. Make sure that you're there because we're looking to raise $100,000. Now, we're joined by Don Day at Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Thanks for being with us, Don. Tell me about the weather forecast for farmers here in the Midwest. I think they're getting anxious to plant corn.
Well, I tell you, it's looking very much, like it should as we get towards the middle of April. Temperatures are going to be pretty mild across many areas of the Midwest, and at least through the rest of this week, I see some good opportunities to get out there. Temperatures will be mild, and yes, we've got some opportunities for some showers and thunderstorms, but not a soaker. Nothing that's going to be slow-moving and swamping us with rain for a 2 or 3 day period, at least here through the rest of this week and into the start of the weekend. Now, as we get towards next week, middle of next week, looks like a little cooler, more of a wet weather pattern. But overall, typical April weather looks to be developing pretty much coast to coast.
Are you in agreement with some of the rest of the folks that we talked to that most of the problems have been alleviated in the hard red winter wheat growing areas?
I certainly think that they have been reduced significantly, and the prospects for more rain in those areas looks good here in the coming 2 weeks. So we may very well be out of the woods in those areas. The last 3 or 4 weeks in those areas have really been a sharp contrast to what they had for most of the winter, and very well timed.
Both the U.S. and Brazilian governments today raised the size of the expected harvest of soybeans in Brazil. Roughly speaking, 111 million metric tons. That's up from 108 last month, and it started out, I don't recall whether it was 98 or 102, but somewhere in that range. So this is a big crop that has simply gotten bigger. Does the weather support that, and will they be able to finish up their harvest, which is almost complete, I think, now in Brazil under good conditions?
Yeah, I think for the remaining crops in the ground, the weather pattern is going to continue to favor a good situation for that maturing crop in the areas where it hasn't been harvested. In regards to harvesting, it looks like there may be a few wet areas in some of the southern and central areas of those soybeans where there may be some delays, but right now the bumper crop looks to have a little bit more of a boost before it's all done as very favorable conditions will continue.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate you being with us today.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming. You've been listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Find us online at WILLAG.org.